的误解。
In our program, it was from Hebrews chapter 5 to 15, but people read but in that passage there is a problem.
我们刚才读的希伯来书第二章五到十五节，在那个一段落中呢，有一点小问题。
And the problem is in the Chinese translation.
这里的呢是主要是这个中文的翻译，有一点不太准确。
And also in the NIV, which many of you have, they have the same mistake.
在希伯来在这个你们手里经常看的英文本 NIV 本里头的翻译呢，也不尽然准确。
And it is in verse 7.
在第希伯来书第二章第七节中。
And it talks about Jesus.
在这里他讲到了耶稣。
He says, "You, which is God, have made them for a little while lower than the angels." In the Chinese translation, "You have made him lower than the angels."
在那个中文的翻译呢，说翻译是说，那你说神使那个耶稣使耶稣成为比天使小一点。但是呢
the real translation is not a little less than the angels, but it's for a little while.
但真正的意思呢，真正那个原文的意思呢，不是说它比天使小一点，而是比天使小 在一小段时间里比天使小。
If you have a copy of the translation my elder has in Chinese, it will give you the correct translation.
在我们已故的许长老的他那个现代中文译本中呢，他的翻译就比较准确，是讲的讲是唯独见耶稣暂时比天使小。
And if you have the Net Bible on internet or the Revised Standard Version or the New Revised Standard Version.They will give you the correct translation.
如果你要在网上看这个像美国比较通用的这个RSV 版本或者是 Net Bible 的话，它的翻译都比这 NIV 要准确。
So I think it's a very important point that Jesus is not less than the angels.
在这里就非常重要的一点呢，就是说基督不是比天使小。
The Bible.Hebrews says he was made a little lower than the angels for a little while.
在希伯来书中说的是，耶稣他被神让他暂时比天使小一点。
Yeah, for a little while.
就是暂时的。
Because after the resurrection, Jesus goes back to his status.
因为在复活以后，耶稣就会回到他天上的位置。
Because there are some denominations that make a big deal out of the fact that Jesus is less than the angels.
因为这一段呢，有一些教会就会有一些误解，他就说基督比天使还小。
That's not true.
这是错的。
I just want to clear it up because the translation is poor. Okay, that's okay.
我就希望跟大家把这里澄清一点，我们的这个译本的不准确，它的原意不是这样的。
Okay, the sermon. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
好，我们现在回到我们的信息。今天我们讲到是基督复活了，基督他的确是复活了。
Today is Easter Sunday, and it is the most important day.Of the year.
今天是复活节，也是我们一年中最重要的日子。
And as I have often repeated, the resurrection is the main theme for the early Christians.
就像我常常讲的一样，纪念死里复活是早期基督徒的一个主题。
Each Sunday was a little Easter.
每个主日对他们来说都是一个小的复活节。
That's why we celebrate on Sundays.
这也是为什么我们是在主日来纪念。
It's not the Sabbath.
这不是犹太人的这个安息。 安息日，而是主日。
So why do we change?
为什么我们把从安息日的礼拜六换到了这个主日崇拜的礼拜天呢？
There are some Christians like the Seventh-day Adventists who says we should worship on Saturday because that's what the Bible says.
有一些的基督徒他就说，那我们也应该像犹太人一样，就像圣经中讲的一样，他们都是在安息日来聚会。
But for Christians, we are people of the resurrection.
但我们作为基督徒，我们是那复活的主的门徒。
And I have also come across an account of how Easter is celebrated today in the Greek Orthodox Church in America.
我也曾经读到过一个关于在美国的希腊东正教会庆祝复活节的一个仪式的报道。
On Easter morning, the congregation gathered together outside the front doors of the church. Because the doors of the church were all locked, and all the lights were off inside.
在他们纪念复活节的时候，在那一个早晨，会众都等在教会的门口。他们进不去教会，因为教会的门都锁了，里面所有的灯都关着。
Then the priest begins the service by saying to the congregation, Our Lord has been crucified. All hope is lost.
聚会开始的时候，牧师就会说，我们的主被钉了十字架，所有的希望都破灭了。
And then led by the priest, the congregation marched around the outside of the church.They march outside the church building seven times. Each time, some people gave examples of the power of sin, death, injustice, and oppression in the world today.
接着由牧师带领，会众会围绕着教堂走七次，每次都宣告这个世界上的罪恶、死亡、不公和压迫的权势。
Each time the congregation returned to the front door of the sanctuary, the priest would say again, Our Lord has been crucified. All hope is lost.
每次当会众绕完一圈回到门口的时候，但牧师仍旧会说，我们的主被钉了十字架，所有的希望都破灭了。
Finally, after the seventh trip around the building, the congregation arrived.At the front door, to discover that the doors were now wide open, and all the lights were on, and the candles had been lit.
最后一次，当那七圈绕完的时候，会众来到门口，就会发现那教会的门大大的敞开，里面所有的灯和蜡烛都已经被点燃。
In both decoration and symbolism, the sanctuary.Have been transformed from the tomb into a holy space for the resurrection celebration.
这些装饰都表示着礼拜堂已经从坟墓被转变成了一个庆祝复活的圣所。
Before entering through the now open doors, the priest now turned and shouted to those present, "Christ is risen."
当会众进入大门之前，牧师就转过身来向会众大声地宣告，基督已经复活了。
To which the congregation shouted in response, Christ is risen indeed.
那是会众则大声地回应说，基督的确是复活了。
This affirmation was repeated seven times, and then the congregation proceeded into the open and empty tomb sanctuary.Seeing Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah.
这回应一直要重复七次，然后会众就进入那敞开的空坟，也就是礼拜堂，高唱着哈利路亚，今日我主基督复活了。
The doorway is decorated like a tomb, but the sanctuary is decorated.For Easter.
这教会的大门也被点缀成了坟墓的门口的样式， 但是礼拜堂，但他们进去的时候发现那全是复活节庆祝的装饰。
The Eastern Orthodox, they really like symbolism.
东正教的教徒们，他们特别喜欢这样的这样的表达方式。
They feel Christianity is not something only of the mind; it is also something of the heart and things you see.
他们认为，这个作为基督徒，并不光是头脑里的，也是你的心思意念，还有你的行为上，你眼睛看见的，都要表现出来。
So as the congregation walks through an open tomb into the resurrection sanctuary, there's a sense of wonder as the congregation enters this beautiful sanctuary on Resurrection Sunday.
所以当那会众们经过装饰成坟墓一样的这个大门，进入到复活的装饰的礼堂的时候，都有一种焕然一新的感觉。
They were boldly celebrating the fact that in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, sin, death, despair, and violence have been swallowed up and defeated.
他们就这样用形象的、亲身的、来经历耶稣基督的复活，也经历耶稣基督他战胜了罪恶、吞灭死亡、绝望和暴力的得胜。
In Christ.There is indeed a new creation.
因为在基督里，我们的确是新造的了。
So what does the resurrection mean?
那么复活对我们的有什么意义呢？
First, it means reconnection.
首先，它的意义是我们与主重新连结。
It means that we get reconnected with the life energies that make us fully alive.
这也意味着我们与生命的源泉重新连接，使我们重新得到生命的活力。
Jesus came so that we might have life, abundant life.
耶稣来是让我们得生命，我们的生命更丰盛。
The gift of God embodied in Jesus' life and resurrection is the gift of aliveness, being fully alive.
神透过耶稣的生命和复活，是让我们得着那生命的礼物。
Through God's gift, we are made fully alive.
透过神的礼物，我们得到了完全的生命。
That is what Irenaeus, a church leader in the second century, meant when he wrote in the second century, "The glory of God is a human being."Being fully alive.
正如在第二世纪Irenaeus 写道，神的荣耀是人得到完全的生命。
God is in the business of making us fully alive.
神做工是为了让我们得到完全的生命。
Jesus rose from the dead to bring fullness of life to all of us.
耶稣从死里复活也是为了让我们的生命得完全。
As the hymn we just sang, Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah.
正像我们刚唱的那首诗歌一样，神他讲到主已经复活了。Hallelujah.
There's a verse that says, "May like him we rise." Hallelujah.
那里也写到像他一样，像主一样复活。Hallelujah.
We'll bring it forward. Okay. Easter is all about the victory of God.
复活节是神完全得胜的象征。
Again, there is a need for clarity.
但这里我们要强调。
We want to know who has prevailed.
我们要清楚地知道是在这征战中谁真正得了胜。
And for a time, we cannot be certain.
经常有时候我们会不清楚。
But in the end, there is victory for someone.
但在征战的最后，有人会得胜。
the Christian and other people may wonder, is it death or life?
像我们基督徒就会问，是死亡得胜呢，还是生命得胜？
Is life all meaningless, or is there a purpose?
我们的生命是全无意义呢，还是我们生命是有一个目标的？
Are we cursed or are we blessed?
我们是被诅咒的，我们还是被祝福的呢？
Is it about the love of power, or the power of love?
是对，这是对权柄的爱呢，还是爱的权柄呢？
Which is it?
是什么呢？
Those of you who have been in the United States for more than 10 years may remember the horrible massacre of students and teachers at Columbine High School on Tuesday, April 20th, 1999.
如果你们在美国居住过十年以上，你们也都还记得，在十年前，1999年四月二十日那一天，在科伦班高中发生的那悲剧。
Two armed students started shooting other students and teachers. They killed 12 others and wounded many, many others.
两个武装的学生开始向同学和老师开火。他们一共杀了十二个人，而且打伤了很多。
Then they committed suicide by shooting themselves in the head.
最后，他们向自己头部开枪自杀。
The story of one of the dead students, Cassie Bernal, who was a promising student, is told by her mother.
这里有一个死亡了的学生的故事。他的名字叫做 Casey Burnell， 他是一个非常优秀的学生。他妈妈在这个故事里这么写道
：“Do you believe in God？” One of the heavily armed gunmen asked a pretty blonde girl reading her Bible in the library while the school was under siege.
你相信什么？那一个带着武器的学生。看着这个金黄头发的漂亮女孩，这时候他们学校已经被警察围上，而她这个女孩镇静地坐在图书馆里，在阅读圣经。
Yes, I believe in God, she replied, in a voice that was strong enough to be heard by classmates hidden beneath the nearby tables and desks.
是的，我相信神。Casey 回答。他坚定的声音让他躺在桌子底下躲在桌子底下的同学们听得一清二楚。
The gunman in the long black trench coat laughed. Why? He asked mockingly.
那枪手穿着那个长长的黑色的风衣的那个枪手在边上笑着说，他狞笑着说，为什么？他讥讽的。
Then he raised his gun and shot and killed 17-year-old Cassie Bernal.
然后他抬起他的枪，把17岁的 Cassie Bernal 杀害了。
It seems that Cassie must have had a premonition.
现在看起来 ，Cassie 肯定是对生命有过很深的思考。
She had reflected.On those questions of life and death.
他一定是仔细地想过生和死这些问题。
When it became apparent that she was not coming home that terrible Tuesday, her brother found her notebook lying on desk, filled with words that echoed the testimony of the Apostle Paul.In Philippians chapter 3.
在那个悲痛的星期二，当他们的家人发现他已经不会再回家的时候，他的弟弟从他的书桌里找到了他的笔记本，那笔记本上充满了他的见证，就像我们使徒保罗的见证一样。
It reads, On the contrary, these very things which I once regarded as privileges for me, I have now continued to regard these same things as a liability for the sake of gaining Christ.
但是写着，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
On the contrary, and even more than that, I continue to regard all things as a complete loss because of the surpassing value of experiencing Christ Jesus my Lord.
不但是如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
It is because of Christ that I have been suffered the confiscation of everything I have.
我为他已经丢弃了万事，堪作粪土，为者要得着基督。
Indeed, I continue to regard them to be as worthless as dung in order to gain Christ.
为着要得着基督，我已经把万事都看作了粪土。
I want to be completely united with Christ, not having a righteousness of my own, which originates from the law of Moses, but rather a righteousness by means of the faithfulness of Christ, the righteousness which originates from God, a righteousness which is received on the basis of faith.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
My main goal then is to experience Christ, which means to experience the power of his resurrection and what it means to actively share in his sufferings by being continually transformed to conform to the pattern of his death.
我人生的目标就是使我自己认识基督，也晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
I do this in a certain hope that somehow I may attain the goal of the resurrection from the dead.
这样或许我也得以从此复活。
For a time it is contested.
一开始有征战。
But in the end, death is swallowed up in victory.
但最后死亡被神的得胜吞灭。
The hero in the spiritual classic, Pilgrim's Progress, Christian, is walking along the road on his long journey to heaven. When to his horror, he notices fierce lions, ferocious lions,standing in his path.
就像在天路历程中，那书中的主人公基督徒，他在去天堂的路上行走的时候，会发现一只凶猛的狮子就站在路中间。
There is no way he can avoid the animals or the situation.
他发现他无法躲开那狮子。
He is terrified, but he continues to walk.
他极其惧怕，但他继续往前走。
Then he is delighted to learn that the lions are chained to a post.
但当他走近时候，他才发现那凶猛的狮子是被拴在一个桩子上的。
Someone had made a journey before him and had tamed the lions.
在他前面的人已经驯服了那凶猛的狮子。
Although Christian.Had to make this journey, someone had made the road safe for him.
虽然基督徒，我们作为基督徒还是要自己去走那天路，但有人已经把路上的危险清除了。
Someone has disarmed the hostile creatures.
有人已经把那凶恶的猛兽驯服了。
The lions remain, but the threat has been removed.
狮子虽然还在。但是已经没有威胁。
In the dilemma facing Christian in Pilgrim's Progress, You either keep walking or you turn back.
在天路的历程上，基督徒总是面对这么一个难题：我们是继续前行呢，还是转身回去？
In the grief of those women who woke up early and went to the tomb, it was still dark. You either give up or you turn to the Lord.
就像在复活节的清晨，一早来到那墓前的妇女，你要么就进去见到神，要么就转身离开。
And in the meditation of Cathy Bernal, it is to give up everything. It is to give up everything else, and to suffer, die, and to rise with Christ.
当我们在想到 Cathy Bernal 的故事之后，我们看到他是放弃了一切，与我们的主一同受苦受死，然后与基督同复活。
On Easter in life, there are two preachers, there are two voices, there are two paths.
在我们每个人生命的复活节中，有两个传道者，有两个声音，有两条道路。
The first sentence in the book, The Teaching of the Twelve Disciples, the earliest known Christian document outside the New Testament, reads, There are two ways, one of life and one of death. And there is a great difference between the two ways.
在最早一部新约以外的基督徒著作《十二使徒的教导》中，开篇的头一句话便是，有两条道路，一条通向生命，一条通向死亡，这两者之间有天壤之别。
The good news, brothers and sisters, is that this is true.
弟兄姐妹们，好消息是，基督真的复活了。
Christ is risen indeed.
基督确确实实是复活了的。
Death has been swallowed up in victory. So how do we respond?
死亡已经被吞灭了，在这样的得胜，我们应当如何回应呢？
We should respond with the words of the Apostle Paul. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
正像保罗所说的那样，我们应该是感谢神，我们藉着我们的主耶稣基督得胜了。
Christ is the one who gives us the victory.
基督是那让我们得胜的主。
Therefore, Paul adds, "Be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain."
所以，保罗说：“你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工。”
And so, let us go forth to live as resurrected people.
因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的，让我们生活得像那死里复活的人一样。
Love's redeeming work is done. Hallelujah.
爱的救赎已经完成了。Hallelujah.
Fought the fight. The battle won. Hallelujah.
哈利路亚，仗已经打过，神已经得胜。
Death in vain forbid him rise. Hallelujah.
死亡不能阻止基督复活。哈利路亚。
Christ has opened paradise. Hallelujah.
基督已经向我们敞开了那天门。哈利路亚。
Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He was raised on the third day.And he appeared to Peter, and to the 12, and to more than 500, and then to James, and to the Apostle Paul. And yes, he appears to us.
基督为我们的罪死了，他被埋葬，但在第三天，他被升高，他向彼得显现， 然后向十二使徒显现，又向五百人显现，最后他还向 James， 向雅各，还有向使徒们，包括保罗显现。是的，他也向我们亲自显现。
Wherever there is a new creation, he appears.
哪里有新生命，他就在哪里显现。
Wherever there is victory over sin and death and the grave, he appears.
哪里有对罪和死权的得胜，他就显现在哪里。
Resurrection still happens.
死里复活不是上古的神话。
And we all waiting for unlikely victory in this world.
也不是让我们翘首期待而姗姗来迟的那希望。
Pay attention. Resurrection still happens.
如果我们注意看我们四周，我们就会看到死里复活的事就发生在我们身边。
Methodist Bishop Will Woman was Dean of the Chapel at Duke University.
这里一个故事讲到 Will Williamson 主教，他是在杜克大学做教堂的长职。
He tells the story of a young guy, a student, who was hanging around after the service. The way people sometimes do, as a way of saying goodbye and commenting about the sermon or the service in some way.And shaking hands.
他讲了一个年轻人的故事，这个年轻学生在崇拜以后就留下来，就像其他人一样，他以为他也是跟其他人一样来说声再见，或者称赞几句今天讲到的精彩，然后跟他握手告别。
He had not seen this young man before, but he reached out his hand.
因为他从来没有见过这个学生，所以他伸手和他握手。
The young man said to him,I would really like to talk with you someday.
但这年轻人对他说，哪天我想跟你好好聊一聊。
They made an appointment to have lunch, and a few days later, they were talking together in an out-of-the-way place on campus.
所以他们就约了一起吃午饭，几天以后，他们就来到校园外的一个安静的地方，坐在一起。
The young man said,I've really done some bad things in my life.
这年轻人对他说，我这辈子做了些很不好的事。
The bishop thought, you can't imagine how many times I've heard that one from college students.
主教这时候想到，哎，这话我在学生中听得太多了，已经。
The young man continued, I really have.I grew up in Michigan. As a teenager, I got into drugs pretty seriously. And it was all downhill from there.
但年轻人说，我当时真是很的坏，做得很坏。我从小在密西根长大，中学时候我就开始吸毒，而且吸得很厉害。从此我的生活就一路下滑。
I would do pretty much anything to make the next score.
为了满足下一次的毒瘾，我可以不顾一切。
I've stolen from friends and family, and it got so bad that I became a male prostitute.
我从家人和朋友中偷窃，但最坏的是，我到最后不得不做了男妓。
Finally, I was caught using the credit card numbers of some of my clients, and I was put in prison.
最后我是因为偷用了客户的信用卡号被捕入狱。
They put me in a cell with a man who could barely read and who was teaching himself to read by looking at the, by going through the New Testament.
在狱中我的室友他几乎不识字，但他那时候正刻苦地通过阅读新约来认字。
There are a lot of empty time in prison, so I would listen to him, and I would occasionally help him read. And then he came, and in time, we started reading the New Testament together.
监狱的时间很无聊，所以为打发时间，我会听他讲， 有时候也会帮他读，有的时候也跟他一起读。
We came to that story in the New Testament about the lost son and the father who welcomes him home from the far country. And then it hit me. This was it. This was true. This was my story.
但当一天我们读到浪子回头的故事，就当读到那父亲把浪子接到家中的时候，我的心里好像被什么东西重重的击了一下。我知道这是真的。
And I knew that I had been dead, and now I was alive for some reason.
我那一刻就知道这就是我要找的。我在那之前，我就是我本是死的。
Well, later, when I got out of prison, I went back to school.
我知道我先前是死的，但是我现在活了。后来我就出了监狱，重新回到学校。
I got into Michigan, and then I transferred to Duke.
我先进到了密西根大学，然后我又转学到了杜克大学。
And now I'm here.And I come to chapel almost every week.
现在我每周我几乎每周都来崇拜。
I just wanted to have lunch with you and tell you this, because I figure we've got Easter coming up in a few weeks, and you preachers are always scrounging around for stories.
那学生说，我想跟你一起吃午饭，就是想跟你说我的故事。因为我猜你们这些讲道人在复活节前的几个礼拜，那都是在四处找这种动人的故事。
I just want to tell you that this year I'm your Easter story.
我只跟你说，今年我就是你的复活节的故事。
I'm your proof.
我是你的证人。
Holy Week is a struggle.
从宗礼节到复活节这一周充满了挣扎。
The last chapters of each of the Gospels describe the struggle.
福音书的每一部福音书的最后一章都仔细地描述了这样的挣扎。
They have to do with betrayal and fear.
这里有背叛，有恐惧。
They have to do with disappointment and confusion.
有失望和迷惑。
They have to do with uncertainty and then finally despair.
有不安，但最后是绝望。
The struggles we encounter in Holy Week are the same struggles we know in these life journeys.
这一周间的痛苦挣扎和我们人生的痛苦挣扎有多么的相似。
Betrayal, fear, disappointment, confusion, uncertainty, despair.
背叛、恐惧、失望、困惑、不安，还有绝望。
Jesus was a master teacher, a compassionate healer.
耶稣在福音书的前面一半，他是一位好的老师，也是一位充满爱的医治者。
But then in the later chapters of the Gospels, they tell us of his struggle.
但在这最后一章中，充满了他的挣扎的描述。
It was told in great detail and with utter honesty.
这样的描述详尽而且真实。
When the writer of the 30th Psalm described what life that God was like. He captured it perfectly.
就像诗篇三十篇中的作者，他是这样描述和神同行的生活的。
Weeping may linger for a night, but joy comes with the morning.
一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨必有欢呼喜乐。
The good news is that Holy Week journeys through the struggles and end up in a place we could never have imagined. An empty tomb with a risen Lord.
但是那好消息是在等着我们。当我们经过了这一周的痛苦挣扎，我们所面对的结果几乎超过我们的想象，因为那坟墓是空的，我们的主复活了。
The good news is that the betrayal and fear, the disappointment and confusion, the uncertainty and despair are not the last word in our lives.
这好消息是是那背叛、恐惧、失望、困惑、不安和绝望都不是我们生命的最后结局。
God has a few surprises for us too.
神在最后要让我们有好，让我们有几样很大的惊喜。
Indeed, weeping may linger in the night, but joy comes with the morning.
真就像诗篇中写的。一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨便必有欢呼喜乐。
There's a widely told story, allegedly about Robert Louis Stevenson, who wrote Treasure Island, and who suffered from ill health as a child.
有这么一个广为人知的故事，这里讲的是著名的小说《金银岛》的作者 Robert Louis Stevenson， 他在年幼的时候身体很弱。
One night, the nurse found him up outside of bed, his nose pressed against the window.
一天晚上，那护士发现他从床上起来，透过窗户往外望，他的鼻子紧贴在那窗玻璃上。
Come here, child, she said to him. You'll catch your death of cold.
赶快回到被窝里，那护士对他说。你会感冒的。
But he wouldn't budge.
但是那小 Stevenson 不愿意回来。
Instead, he sat mesmerized, watching a lamplighter slowly working his way through the black night, lighting each street lamp along his route.
他不愿回来。反而紧紧地盯着窗外那一个点灯的人慢慢地沿着 街道在行走，把那路灯一盏一盏地点亮。
Pointing to him, Robert said, See, look, there's a man poking holes in the darkness.
指着那个人 Stevenson 说，你看看那个人，他在黑暗中捅了好多洞。
On this Easter,which feels so much like a Good Friday. We need someone to poke holes in our darkness.
今天虽说是复活节，但是我有时候我们的感受真就像受难日那样，我们需要有人在我们自己的黑暗中捅上几个洞。
And that is resurrection. Easter resurrection. The resurrection of the body.Which is at the core of our faith.
而那在黑暗中捅上一个大洞的，便是复活的信息，就是那复活节的信息。它是身体的复活，也是我们所信的根本。
What is the point of Easter?
复活节是什么呢？
The point of Easter is you and me.
复活节的根本就是为了你和我。
Christ is risen.Yes.
基督已经复活了，是的。
But the point of the resurrection is that you too can be brought back to life.
但这复活的根本是你我一样也会复活的。
You too can be made alive again.
你也会从死里重生。
The truth of this day is life begins at Easter.
我们今天的真理就是，那生命是从复活节重新开始的。
In the face of death, our God always brings life.
而面对死亡，我们的神总是得胜。
The earliest Christians wanted one thing from Jesus, life, fullness of life.
那早期的基督徒，他从耶稣身上只想得到一样东西，那就是生命，全备的生命。
In her study of the early church, Margaret Miles of Harvard has written it that the key prayer of the first Christians, the key prayer was, God, remove the darkness from our lives. Make us alive again.
就像哈佛的圣经学者 Margaret Miles 在他的学术文章中写道，但他发现那早期的基督徒祷告的时候，他们总是这样的祷告，他们说，神啊，把死亡从我们中间挪去，让我们得到真生命吧。
Easter is the answer to that prayer.
而复活节就是对这祷告的回应。
Jesus lives again.
耶稣又复活了。
Why?
为的是什么呢？
So that we might live again.
耶稣复活是为了我们也能复活。
And that is why Easter is about you and me, not about Jesus.
这就为什么我们说复活节是关于你我的，而不是关于耶稣的。
That is why Easter is about life, not death.
也就是为什么我们说复活节是关乎生命的，而不是关乎死亡的。
That is why Easter is about now, not the future.
这也是为什么我们说复活节是关乎现今的，而不是将来。
Jesus said, I want you to have fullness of life, abundant life.
就像耶稣说，我来是要你们得生命，得得更丰盛。
I want you to live before you die. I want you to live in the fullness of the new resurrected life.
我要在你们死以前得到生命，我要让你们得到更丰盛的、完全的、复活的生命。
He doesn't mean more money or material possessions or dysfunctional relationships.
他这样讲不是说我们会变得更有钱，或拥有更多财物，或者拥有更多的破碎关系。
He wants us to know the richness and the power of living that so far may have escaped us or may have eluded us.
耶稣是想让我们知道，那我们寻找还没有寻见的，我们所不了解的生命的丰富和权柄就在他。
Today, the good news is that God wants to give us a resurrected life, a new surge of life, a new beginning.
今天我们的好消息是神要给我们一个复活的新生命，要给我们一个全新的生命和全新的开始。
If you have been nursing a sullen spirit, if you have been stuck in regrets over the past, listen up.
如果你心里充满了黑暗，如果你被对过去的懊悔、所做事的懊悔所缠绕，那么你就要注意听了。
The message of Easter is that your life is just now beginning.
复活节的信息就是说你的生命现在才刚刚开始。
You can be made fully alive today.
今天你就可以重新开始生活。
Life begins at Easter today.
生命是在复活节中开始，但就在今天你的生命开始。
This is the central word that has jumped out at me.This year, today.
在我准备这个信息的时候，我脑海中不断跳出来的字就说，那就是今天，现在。
Did you notice the hymn we sang earlier? Christ the Lord is risen today.
你们有没有注意到我们刚才唱的诗歌中讲到说，今日我主基督复活。
Then there's this other line.The same hymn that says, "Made like him we rise." Hallelujah.
这歌中也说，我们被造像他，我们也会像他一样复活。哈利路亚。
Our job is to wake up.
我们要做的就是醒来。
To all of us who are tired and weary, wake up.
我们所有劳苦担重担的，我们疲惫愁乏的，让我们醒来吧。
Jesus wants us to walk out into the sunlight and claim the new life that is given to us.
耶稣要让我们来到阳光下面，宣告我们所得的新生命。
Our job is to awaken to this good news.
我们所要做的就是醒过来，听那好消息。
Today you have been given a new life and an abundant life.
今天神给了你新生命，一个丰富的新生命。
When you receive this new life, you can't help but share it with us. Pass it on to all we meet.
当你获得这新生命的时候，你就会情不自禁地与人分享。让我们把这个新生命也传给我们见到的每一个人。
Let us rejoice, for your new life begins at Easter today.
也让我们欢喜快乐，因为你的新生命就在今天，复活节，你的新生命重新开始了。Amen.